it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, can we take a small detour away from football? I promise you we'll come back here. We got Mitch Holtz coming up in about 20 minutes, so I don't want you guys to panic that I want to talk something non-football for just a little bit. Rob, did you know that Long John Silver's was still around? Is there one in the city? I'm not even trying to be funny. Like right now in the Kansas City metropolitan area, is there a Long John Silver's restaurant? Because I don't know where one is and I have not seen one before. But they are making some changes at Long John Silver's that I wanted to play for you.
Well, Long John Silver's is making an unexpected logo change.
I mean, honestly, I didn't know that there were still Long John Silver's around, but the chain is known for its fried fish platters, but it's now swimming in a different direction. That new logo swaps its fish for a chicken and adds the text chicken plus seafood. A Long John Silver's executive says their chicken strips, known as chicken planks, are just as good as their fish, and it's time to let the secret out. The company says the move builds on successful testing of new chicken products at its flagship restaurant in Louisville, but seafood will remain the brand's cornerstone.
I have so many questions. Like a multitude of questions. Where is Long John Silver's? People still eat at Long John Silver's. People are getting seafood from Long John Silver's. People are getting chicken. I'm so confused. Rob, when's the last time you ate at Long John Silver's?
15, 20 years ago, maybe. I was probably 10, somewhere between 10 and 15 years old. So, yeah, 10, 15 years ago, somewhere in that window.
You would get there? I'm saying it's like when you were coming into work and you're hungry. Like people are telling me there's one close to the station. I have no clue where this is. You're telling me that in 2025, you know, fast food places, they're not ever just by themselves. There's normally a cluster. There's normally a lot of fast food places all at one place. There's a lot in one spot. You drive past all of those to go to Long John Silver? Now, you drove past Chick-fil-A. You drove past Whataburger. You drove past Chipotle. You drove past all of these places, and you just stopped. Like, right now, the text line is telling me about some of the things that they've ordered from the menu. How do you know this? Like, what led you in life to go to Long John Silver and get the fish tacos? I want to interview that person. I want you to come on the show Wednesday at 3:15. Hey, Pat, you know what? We have more important people to talk to. I want to talk to the person that is ordering the fish tacos from Long John Silver. I want to talk to the person that is ordering the chicken planks from Long John Silver. I just want to find out more about you. You might be the most interesting human being that I've ever come across. I can't imagine doing this. I'm serious.
I have no interest in Long John Silver's.
Because like the text line is saying you're asleep on Long John Silver. Comatose. I don't want to be awake on Long John Silver. I don't want to go. If I was riding the car with you and I tell you I'm hungry and then you ask, I'm like, I don't know, you pick. And you suggest Long John Silver, that's the last time you and I have a conversation.
Can you imagine being on a road trip and you're like, hey, let's stop off for some food. Oh, there's a Long John Silver's at the next exit. No, we're not. I don't want to eat this in the car. What is... I had no idea our listeners were the foremost experts on Long John Silver's.
I can't
in
imagine
Kansas
that because I don't want to be friends with that person. If you're telling me that right now we are on a straight shot, we're on a road trip, and you're about to get off the highway, and when you see the signs that tell you, like, turn left, turn right, and this is where all the food is, and the one that you're going to is the Long John Silver, this is the end. Now you got the car smelling like cod. What's going on now? That's too much. It's too much. Somebody said, how can you say that when you like Red Lobster? Okay, see what I mean? We try to do these topics, and then you guys get disrespectful. The next person that disrespect Red Lobster on this text line is getting blocked. This is a drive.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.